Welcome to A History of Pandemics. I'm Megan, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this podcast, we delve into some of history's most devastating epidemics and pandemics. This episode dives into one of history's most recent pandemics, the Spanish flu, also known as the Forgotten Pandemic due to its occurrence in World War I. You can find all episodes of the podcast for free on Spotify or wherever else you listen to podcasts. To listen to A History of Pandemics, just click on the app and type in A History of Pandemics in the search bar. And now, to the episode. Influenza is a viral disease that is caused by, unsurprisingly, the influenza virus. This virus comes from the Orthomyxoviridae family, and there are four types: influenza A, influenza B, influenza C, and influenza D. These viruses can often be found in animals such as pigs, cattle, ducks, seals, and even camels, which are then transmitted to humans. In particular, influenza A is mainly from birds, and is also known to cause the majority of influenza epidemics and the occasional pandemic, which we'll be exploring today. Influenza is transmitted through airborne particles, which makes the number of yearly influenza cases so high that, according to the Center for Disease Control, they can only be estimated. In a typical year, a few hundred thousand cases of influenza are recorded, but the symptoms are usually mild. In general, influenza mainly targets children and the elderly. One common misconception is that influenza and the common cold are the same. While they are both caused by viruses and are airborne respiratory diseases, the pathogen causing these two diseases are in fact different. Influenza is specifically caused by influenza viruses, as I said above, while the common cold is a general blanket term and covers illnesses caused by rhinoviruses, parainfluenza, and coronaviruses, not to be confused with COVID-19. It is believed that the Spanish flu came from a strain of what is now known as the H1N1 virus, which is common in pigs and birds. However, there are disputes as to the origin of the pandemic. According to the Cleveland Clinic, the pandemic started in the USA or France, while others argue that it was from Asia. Interestingly, despite its name, the Spanish flu was never found to have come from Spain. Instead, during World War I, many countries participating in war censored the media to further their own propaganda. At the time, Spain was a neutral country with press freedom. It turns out that Spanish news sources were the only ones actually reporting the pandemic, which led other governments to believe that the pandemic came from Spain. In return, the Spanish believed the pandemic started in France and called it the French flu, but this never really caught on. In 1918, the last year of World War I, there were three notable waves of the pandemic. March of 1918 was the beginning of the first wave. However, not many were concerned with it since the symptoms of the flu were mild. However, in the summer of that year, a much more deadly wave of influenza struck, which resulted in heavy casualties and effects that we will discuss later. Symptoms include, but are not limited to, a high fever, dry cough, body aches, sore throat, chills, a running nose, and fatigue. In the winter between 1918 and 1919, a third wave of the Spanish flu occurred, beginning in Australia before spreading to the United States and Western Europe. The pandemic's rapid movements were primarily caused by the movement of soldiers throughout the war, bringing the virus with them wherever they went. Unfortunately, doctors were unable to locate the cause of the pandemic, and thus did not have a cure available. Aspirin, an inflammation medication that was trademarked in 1899, was commonly prescribed to pandemic victims. Sadly, these efforts were futile, and many people died from aspirin poisoning, which may have contributed to the high death toll. Prevention measures such as isolating, washing hands, wearing masks and gloves, and not spitting in public were taken, similar to many governments' responses to COVID-19. However, we have to acknowledge that the revolutionary breakthrough of the various COVID-19 vaccines that have helped as a more effective preventative measure and decrease the number of cases worldwide, something that people in the 1910s did not have. As mentioned before, with a lack of available treatment and doctors compounded with the stress of the war, the impact of the Spanish flu was significant. One common notion about it is that more American soldiers died from the flu than from war, which was absolutely true. Around 40% of the American Navy died from the pandemic, and 36% of the Army as well. In total, the Spanish flu led to around 5 million deaths, but some estimates go to 40 or 50 million, and even 100 million as an extreme guess. A majority of victims were World War I soldiers and their families, but no one was truly spared. Even heads of state, such as then President Woodrow Wilson and King Alfonso XIII of Spain, also caught the disease. What was also particularly devastating was that the flu targeted younger and working age people, devastating the economy. Many businesses were forced to shut down because so many workers were falling sick and dying. While several influenza breakouts have followed since then, the so-called, quote-unquote, forgotten pandemic serves as a reminder of the severity of disease outbreaks and as a warning to not be complacent in dealing with them. Thank you for listening to A History of Pandemics. We will now be taking a brief hiatus. Please expect episodes to resume in the summer. All episodes of A History of Pandemics are available for free on Spotify or wherever else you listen to podcasts. You can stream the podcast on your computer, phone, tablet, or any other electronic device wherever you are. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to follow the podcast on Spotify. See you next time.